Ham Radio 2.0 audio podcast rip. Thank you for downloading and listening to this podcast. So basically what I do is I take all the audio clips out of my videos and upload them to Spreaker, and then from there they're spread out to iTunes and SoundCloud and now Amazon Audible as well. But I want to welcome you and thank you for joining the audio section of this series on Ham Radio. I hope you enjoy it, and I would appreciate you leaving us a comment or a review on whatever podcast service you're listening from. Thank you, and 73. Hope you enjoy it.
Let me remember. 1, 2, 3. Put on a happy face.
All right. We are here at Hamcation 2023. This is the first look. This is my first look at the new Icon IC905. I'm going to call it a 705. I know. I'm going to.
I've tripped on it a few times myself.
Icon IC905 with all of the bands. This is the ultimate, this is what I was thinking when we were doing that interview. This is the ultimate example of use it or lose it on these frequencies and these bands.
Yes.
Because there's nothing else out there that's commercially made like this. So we're going to get into Ray telling us all about this radio right now.
You've got the RF module, you've got the 10 gigahertz.
Here we go. We got the 905 head. We've got the speaker microphone that comes with it. So again, when we're talking earlier about soda microwave, mm-hmm. That's the same microphone for the 705.
Is it the same two-wire connection?
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah, it's identical. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. It's identical. So, I mean, it just feels like soda mm-hmm. microwave all over it. We've got DC power coming into the radio on one side of the backpack. We've got the power over Ethernet cable going to the main body out the other side. We are using the smaller one of the two.
Hmm. And that's in the kit, right?
That is in the kit.
It's in the kit.
The body with the 905, we've got a N-type connector for 2 meters, 70 centimeters. Mm-hmm. Then we have 2.4, and I know we're going to get critiqued about the jumper and everything, but
you're good.
We're at a ham fest.
That's right.
You kludge whatever you can.
We're just lucky you have it here.
But this one's 2.4. Mm-hmm. We do not have a GPS antenna connected to it. That's what this plug is. And then you've got the 5.6.
Okay.
So 2 meter, 70 centimeters, 1.2. Oh.
Is that a tri-band type-in connector?
Yeah.
Oh.
Hey, learned something new here. 2 meters, 70 centimeter, 23 centimeter on the N-type connector.
Yeah, yeah.
Then 2.4, 5.9. So five bands mm-hmm. come with the radio.
Mm-hmm. And okay. If you want to go to 10, you need the expansion.
Yes.
Right.
Then you got the 10 gig module that we feed from 2.4. It's a transverter off of 2.4. So it goes here. If you're on 2.4, you bypass. This is a 2.4 antenna.
Okay.
And then we've got the 10 gig antenna.
Oh, I see.
And that's these up here, right?
So when we look at here, the way that we go.
I'm sorry.
2.4, 5.6,
uh-huh.
and 10 gig.
Okay.
Now, one thing real quick. I will let you guys add on your version of let's read the Smith charts. But here's the Smith charts, 2.4, 5.6, and 10 gig.
And wow. That's vertical alignment, so you can see the bigger lobes are there at the bottom.
Right.
So you're already, that goes back to the whole soda discussion, right? Because you set this up on a mountaintop and you're beaming down to whomever's down
right.
there.
Yes.
Right.
Now, we kind of set it up with the 10 gig far away. We will have a parabolic dish available a high gain parabolic that we're going to bring in.
There's no reason that anyone can't obviously make their own, right?
They're doing it already.
Right.
Now, one of the other caveats, sorry to walk in front of the camera.
No,
one of the other caveats is this is the regular Hams type SHF product. It's got everything that you need to get on these bands and operate. I know the aficionados, the guys that really do heavy duty SHF are going to critique it, and they're going, well, it doesn't do this, it doesn't do that. I'm sorry, guys, this is first generation, commercially available off the shelf type product. Mm-hmm. For what it does, It does a lot.
Well, name me something else that does this. That's not homemade.
Right.
That's not homemade.
Right.
There is no. There is nothing.
And as far as I'm concerned, like, you know, the big point that Will was always mentioning is that, again, these are kind of underused, utilized bands.
Yeah, I was about to say that.
You're basically one of the, as far as I'm concerned, the only manufacturer that's kind of leaning into making something like this.
Now, one of the cool things, and Josh, you and I stumbled across this while setting it up, was the span for the scope is different than on the 705.
Okay.
I kept hitting the span button and it would come up and disappear. There's a minus and a plus, like we have on the R9500 and the R8600 to expand it. Right now, we're looking at 25 meg. That is the max, plus or minus 25 meg. Then 10, 5, 2.5. I mean, it'll go down to the ridiculous for 10 gig at plus or minus 2.5 kilohertz.
That's crazy.
And one other thing, you push and hold it, it will go from one end to the other.
I saw that, yeah. You just kind of long pressed it, and it moved by itself. Yeah, okay. So does the head of the radio do anything by itself, I guess is my question. You have to have these modules connected.
Yeah, you have to have these modules because...
Okay, going to high frequency.
Right. Well, I didn't know if it would do 2 meter, 70 centimeter, and 1.2 by itself.
No. Yeah.
Yeah.
See, there's nothing on the back of it.
Oh, wow.
It has to be externally powered.
It's a heat sink.
Yeah, it's a heat sink because the radio does power over Ethernet.
Gotcha. Yep.
A full-size SD card. For all those wondering, that is a USB-C port.
USB Type-C.
Uh-oh, USB-C.
And then a LAN connection.
Okay.
Have not gotten that far, and I'd mentioned on another podcast that I know... The viewers are going to go, RTFM, right? Know this radio. Read the fine manual.
Mm-hmm.
Don't have one yet. So we're learning by experimentation and bad habits. Also, on the bottom of the radio, it lays out what your connections are on this side here.
A little chart down there.
It is imprinted, but I can't read that anymore. Yeah. But I can make out this much better.
And it will do amateur television analog, not digital, correct?
That is correct.
Okay.
At this time.
Yes.
There has been discussions about updates. Don't know for sure. Okay. That's pure speculation at this point.
Okay.
But there's all your bands right there.
Yeah. Wow, look at
that. That functionality is still the same.
Same interface.
7300.
Yeah.
705.
Same with the modes as well. In fact, why don't you click on modes next? Go to modes.
Now, the one thing about it is amateur band only. There is no extended receive.
Like the 9700. It's the
bands. Yeah, the bands are specifically ham bands only.
Right.
I know it's going to sound a little sarcastic, but got to say it. If you want something that receives DC to daylight, we've got the R8600, we've got the R9500. Those will work perfectly for that application.
Gotcha. Yeah, click on bands, the modes,
There we go on the modes. SSB, CW, RTTY, AM, ATV, FM.
Click on ATV, let's see it. Oh, hey.
We have audio.
So hit menu. The menu button, and go, where's the decode? Is there a decode? Because you're ATV right now, right?
Right.
Video. Hey.
Look at that.
Oh, that's
look at that.
Cool.
Oh,
I love it.
Now, if an episode of I Love Lucy came up there, I'd be really impressed.
Yeah.
That is real. That is really cool.
So, the obvious question then, what do you hook up to be the transmitter? The TX, if you had a video supply.
A camera?
It's got the composite out input, right?
Electric key, external speaker, mic, speakerphone, mic.
AVN.
AVN.
Is that AVN there?
Right there.
So it's a...
I don't have my glasses on.
You can literally connect the camera to it.
Yeah, yeah.
That's awesome.
Well, you'd have to if you want to do two AATV. So...
Sure. But still, I mean, that's...
So it looks like those are all 3.5 millimeter jacks?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
That's awesome. I just need a webcam webcam with 3.5 millimeter.
Yeah.
Now I don't know if anybody's picked this up, but on all the Icon radios that have the M scope, you don't have to go in the menu and pick scope.
You just
push and hold it.
That's right.
Hey, I figured that out, and if I can figure it out, anybody can. So yes, I actually knew that. It's one of the few things I knew.
But there,
hey man, what's up?
But that's just going to show we like to keep things consistent. We come out with a new radio, it doesn't need to be something altogether new. So the manual might not be opened a whole lot.
Right.
So right here, our span, we're looking at minus 25 to plus 25.
Yeah.
You can see we're out of band at this point. So then we...
So it won't receive below like 430 then?
No.
Right.
So just ham bands only.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, you were mentioning that. That's just a good visual example of it. Cool.
Filter setups, you can, or for the screen, you can do either center or fixed. I mean, beyond that, it feels just like the 705.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what we expect, right?
Yeah.
Right on. All right, Ray. Well, this is, I'm excited.
Yep.
You wanna tell us what you think the price might be?
No, I can't
see. I can't. I wasn't gonna ask that. I was gonna ask if you had a release date in mind.
Well, I'll take that, Dex. Yeah.
Yeah.
I got a release date that I hope for, but I'm not gonna say it. I don't want to jinx it.
I already know what you're thinking. You're thinking the next time we all get together.
Sometime.
Yeah.
Sometime.
I didn't want to say it. He said
how about that? Sometime this year.
Sometime this year, yeah. So, yeah.
Ray, thank you so much.
Maybe him.
All right. Any other specific questions?
That answered everything I need to know. You're going to sell it as a kit, though, Ray. It'll come with the backpack.
The 10 gig's going to be an option.
But everything else will come as a kit?
Well, the 10 gig's an option. Yeah. So are the antennas.
The antennas are an option, too.
Yes.
Okay.
And so is the backpack.
Oh, the kit doesn't come with a backpack?
No. In fact, that was something that just dreamed of doing with Soda. I'm like, wow, the head's exactly the same. It will fit. And like I was telling Josh, I got laughed at the first time I mentioned about wanting to use the backpack for it.
Oh. The backpack's great.
It is.
It's great.
The only thing I worry about is for this body to put it in the backpack,
yep.
This does get pinched a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So if it was just a little bit taller,
yeah.
This would have to be in a separate add-on pack for it. And you'd want to shorten up your cable because there's no way that you'd want to lug something like this.
No, there's no reason to do that. Okay.
But it is PoE.
Yeah. The
I mean, it's so far we've had a lot of fun putting it together.
Good. Thanks for your time today, man. I hope you all have a great show.
All right, man.
Appreciate it.